Hallelujah. Praise God. We are live tonight, September 24th, 2016. Jeez, it's been a long time we've been on this radio, haven't it? All right, so we got Scott Hensel, like we promised, and Julie are going to be joining us. A lot of people, had heard him on YouTube. The show was up on YouTube, and listen, there's a lot of mechanics to what's going on. So I got to roll through this because I got to get them on in like 15, 20 at the latest minute. So I'm just going to get Redbeard on real quick because haven't had him in a while, right? Yeah. Has my voice changed over the years? Or do I still sound as annoying as I always was? That's what I want to know. Hold on. Sometimes, I want to... Jeez.
Hello?
Yeah, Redbeard. You're done with your Sakut?
I am.
Yeah, he was out in the jungle. So what I'm going to do here is, I don't have much time, so I'm going to go through this real quick. I want to play this, this has always troubled me, this clip here. It's a video, but I'm going to play it for you. This is a video from National Geographic. They're a teaching organization responsible for education. And this is a actual, what they call in the Mandela Effect people world. They call it the residual, glitches, things that they feel have remained from the old reality, which I just believe that they've altered this reality. That's where I'm at with this, that there's some folks that have mind controlled that just believe it's the same as it always was, and they figured out a way to augment this current reality. It's really that simple. It's just heading towards a narrative of a great deception, if you ask me. That's exactly where it's going. We are entering into the age of Antichrist. Now, this National Geographic, this guy's name is Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's a scientist and author. He's an astrophysicist, if I said that correctly. Redbeard, are you like loading a magazine? Okay. So this guy is a smart guy. Okay. And this is an educational network. So, I posted on the Facebook a picture of You Are Here. They show the Milky Way, and they show that you are here. And that photo was from 1997. It's on my Facebook wall. But, You Are Here is showing us in the Sagittarius arm. That's where I remember it. Okay. So, now they show You Are Here, and it's all the way in on the Orion Spur. Okay, so somehow, some people remember we used to be on the Sagittarius arm, and then You Are Here from the photo I found from 1997 shows you in the Sagittarius arm. And then there's on the other side of that cosmic clouds in the Milky Way is the Orion spur. So this whole narrative of the parallel universes, you see what I'm saying? It's all being played right before your eyes. Now, this magazine here, National Geographic, did a TV show with this scientist, and I want you to hear what he says. They're joking around on his exact location. I think many of you have heard me talk about this, maybe. So let me cue it up so you can hear it. I think it'd be interesting for you to hear. So, this guy's a scientist, and they're joking around about his exact location. Remember, you are here. Some people remember Sagittarius time. And now the current reality is Orion Spur, closer to the black hole. Now, listen to this scientist when they're asking his exact location.
Welcome back to Star Talk from Manhattan, New York City. North America. Western Hemisphere. Earth. Solar System. Sagittarius Arm.
Ooh,
Milky Way Galaxy.
Okay. You see, did you just hear it? Did you hear that, Redbeard?
I did.
Okay. So, you know, you see what I'm saying? Now, we are not in Sagittarius Arm. So, that's a real problem in a way, isn't it? I mean,
it's a huge problem.
It's a huge problem. So this is, you know, some people say, well, he just said that because they're joking around. And he was kidding around by really not being on the Sagittarius Arm. But the problem with that is that this is a teaching network responsible for education of children. So they would not allow a scientist of his stature, an author, to exhibit such behavior of lying in such a way. So you see the problem here. Okay, so this whole parallel universe narrative is getting hot, and you could just see how this great deception is going to play out, right? That's the way I see it. I could be wrong, but I just gave you evidence of this. It's on YouTube if you want to look at it yourself. It's called Neil deGrasse, that's D-E-G-R-A-S-S-E, space Tyson, T-Y-S-O-N, remembers the Sagittarius Arm. That's the name of the video. Check it out, and then ask yourself, common sensely, you know, why I have a photo on my Facebook page of saying you are here from 1997, and it shows the Milky Way pointing to the Sagittarius Arm. So we're just in a great time of confusion, right, Redbeard?
Well, you know, back in the 80s, there was a big T-shirt movement, you know, going around, and everybody was wearing these T-shirts of the galaxy and had the arrow pointing.
Well, that's the picture I have. That's from the T-shirt.
You are here. I mean, that was in the late 80s. I remember seeing those everywhere in Texas and California. It's just ridiculous that you know, all this stuff is reality, and the reality that we remember is still here to a lesser degree, but because we remember it, we're misremembering it and crazy.
Well, I'm beyond that now. With the level of changes I've seen, I know what's going on. Okay, I know what's going on. Okay, they've figured out through commune with demons, okay, and CERN, okay, how to mess with current matter. That's it. Big deal.
Absolutely.
Big deal. Big deal. Big deal. Big deal. Okay, how long is that going to continue? Okay, how long is God going to allow that to continue? Now, I want to show you something. Faith Radio Project, by the way, if you did not get your Faith Radio tomorrow, I am assembling them all. So be patient. And if you give me an address that you're not going to be at, please get a hold of me tomorrow. Toll free, 877-734-6327. You've got to write us. It's Watchman Radio, 47 West Lake Drive. Two words, West Lake. West Space Lake, you know. Drive, Patchogue, P-A-T-C-H-O-G-U-E, New York, 11772. But the Faith Radios are going out. Please, tomorrow, I'm going to have them all ready. I just lined them up. I just got to get the SD cards, and then Kimberly wants 20. So I'm caught up tomorrow. Okay, so if you're listening to this, I did not forget about you. Okay, on a side note, mass confusion, like Jimmy just said, okay, they could say that you're misremembering, but why is that gentleman, that scientist I just play, misremembering? Seriously? Okay, National Geographic, accountable for teaching children, National Geographic magazine? Seriously? You want me to believe that? So, Jimmy's got a ground on his line still to this day. I want to touch... Now, here's the thing. People need to get ready reeling right now. Okay? Because we're seeing an escalation of total end-time events right now, if you ask me. Now, Revelations 9:20 says, "And the rest of men, which were not killed by the plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, and they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see or hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor their sorceries, nor their fornications, nor their thefts. You see, this the book of the fullness of the Gentiles is coming in, Jimmy. Right?
Absolutely. The fullness of the Gentile is coming in, and the door of the Gentile is being closed.
There could come a time you can't repent. Because you might say, after all these plagues, why don't they just repent? What is hard in their heart? I mean, are we going to... We read Hebrews, and we see there was a partial hardening on the seed of Abraham because of unbelief. And I'm saying, do you believe God's word now, Gentiles? Okay, those that have had the word and have not heeded to it, and after all the plagues and terror that's coming, and we're seeing this confusion manifest now, we're seeing the pit of open now. Okay, repentance is the key and the foundation for you making it out of this realm and to a better realm. Because if you stay in this arena of not repenting, and then you're seared and can't repent, because that could happen. It's in Romans. God can just give you over to this. And then you're just completely gone. It's called reprobate. So, folks, this is it. What we're talking about, all these changes and confusion going on. Now, here's another thing. I just want to go, I've read the Bible cover to cover, probably not as many times as Jimmy, but a couple times, maybe two and a half, cover to cover. And you know, I remember studying and analyzing scripture. You know, I've read chapters and books, you know, sporadically, obviously, over the years.
Sure.
But, you know, I specifically remember reading the word. I mean, I remember it. You remember it. When you read the word, you remember it. It's not something you just forget. And, you know, now you look at the word in Numbers chapter 6, verse 21. It says that there. Now, I just want to, because I would remember something so stupid, okay? I would have been like, why does it say that? I would have called people, especially when I was a young believer. I would always call all the believers and ask them why this said this, and they would give me advice.
Sure.
You know, when I first started reading.
Something that's not true.
What are you mocking?
I said, trust me, he's not telling you something that's not true.
So
he would call you.
You know, that, Numbers 6:21, look in your King James Bible. Now, I've read. People ask me about, what about this translation? What about this translation? I don't know about those translations, but I know about the King James. And I know it never said that, in Numbers 21 verse, I mean, Numbers 6 verse 21. It says, beside that his hand shall get. I mean, what is that? Seriously? And then you go to 2 Kings 23. I would have remembered this. This is just crazy. So they're doing something, and they're augmenting reality right before your eyes. This stupidity, I will never believe that this ever was said. I read the Bible, and this was never there. Now, the book of Kings, I've studied more than anything. And 2 Kings 23, it says, then he said, what title is that? What is that? A stuttering word of God now? You want me to believe that? It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. I'm never going to believe it. If you want to believe it, I'm not going to believe it, because I don't care. You could believe it. But this never used to say it. 2 Kings 23, verse 17. That. And then you go to Ezekiel 36. I've read Ezekiel many times. Obviously, Watchman Radio, Watchman, you know. I mean, Ezekiel and Jeremiah, one of our favorite books. And now it says, and plant that. Was desolate. What? Are you serious? I'm THAT. THAT. You go to Daniel 11. Everybody's read Daniel 11. Come on. King James. For that is determined. Seriously? I mean, come on. I mean, if you're from a world that you remember this, me and you have issues. Because I read the word, and the word I read was not weird like this. What you remember, I believe you were mind-controlled into thinking it was that dumb. You remember dumb things. And that's not, I don't know what to do about it. But I'll tell you, it never used to say that. Jonah, short book, everybody read Jonah. Come on. I will pay, Jonah chapter 2, verse 9. I will pay that I have. Zechariah 11. I will not feed you that dieth. And that. Verse 16, Zechariah 11. Nor heal that. Nor feed that. I mean, you know, what? God. It's in Matthew now, too. Everybody read Matthew hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. Matthew 27, verse 63. We remember that. John 21, verse 23. That disciple should not die. 1 Thessalonians 5. That day. You know, come on. If you don't see what's going on, I mean, it's stupefying the word. Okay? They took all the classiness of the King James and made it really weird. And if you're going to say it's always been this way, I don't know what to say to you. Okay, because I remember Matthew 9:17 always said wineskins. Okay, David Wilkerson preached it. You look on his blog before he died. He quoted Mark 2, verse 22. He said wineskins right there. He quoted the King James. That's all he read. He only read the King James. That's why I went to the church. Come on. He only read the King James. The King James only. It says in the bottom of their website, Times Square Church. It says right on the bottom, King James only. You going to tell me he misquoted it on his blog? Give me a break, man. He knew that Bible back, forward, reverse, up, down more than anyone. He would not quote the word wrong. Okay? Jimmy, I almost got to cut you loose because I got... Do you have any final words?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, people need to wake up and realize that there is a great spirit of deception going out. I'm writing an article right now entitled, Ye Like Sheep Have Been Led Astray. Two verses in particular in Scripture where, you know, the first one, the Father says, you know, you left and went on to your own devices, on your own way. And then the second one says that the shepherds have led them astray for their own comfort. You know, this is what is happening, and because most people that attend a regular church, they're not taught to go home and read their Bibles for themselves. They're taught to come to service and pay your tenth,
yeah,
and be spoon fed what you should do in life. No, each man is going to be accountable to the Father for themselves.
Yes.
Your pastor is not going to stand there for you on Judgment Day. You're going to stand there for yourself. It's time, as we always say on this radio broadcast, to get real, get ready, and get right. And if you're not studying for yourself, you are not any of those things.
That's right. You took that's my line. I made that line up.
You did.
Yeah. Don't even try to steal it, because I know you. I could just see you in the woods somewhere up there. You know, ready, reeling, right. My phrase. No, it's not your phrase, man. So remember that. Okay?
Yeah, I'll remember that.
See you later, Jimmy.
Shalom.
All right, Jimmy's line is abominable. I'm getting messages about it, for God's sakes. What is up with this guy? For years, right? We were trying to get him a line. Let's get Scott on the line, because we got to get going. I mean, I just... Reading that, no pun intended. I mean, it's just.
I am here.
Hey, Scott, I'm going to patch in Julie, hopefully.
Okay.
On the phone. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Julie, you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, Scott, you hear her?
Yes, perfect.
Okay, so we're perfect. You know, I was just going through some disturbing things earlier in the broadcast because, you know, this is traumatizing times, Scott. I mean, watching people that are blinded to a lot of these changes is kind of, you know, weird, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. In fact, I'd like to go through some things here before turning it over to Julie to try and help people understand what I believe is going on and how I'm going to address it.
Amen. I would like to give you the microphone.
Okay. Well, you know, last time I was on, we talked about the Mandela effect, you know, confirming what I knew of it and that I believe that it's those things through CERN. But there's also a couple other things going on here. One, we have psychotronics. That is the electronic means for mind control, and that cell towers are double duty. And from everything from ELF, which is extremely low frequency, to microwave, controlling the alpha, beta, theta, gamma of our brains, they're capable of putting things in and taking them out. So they can actually not only read our mind, but hear the things that we hear and see the things we see. And then since it's like an IP address on an internet, it's two-way, which we call duplex, they can inject into it. Now, before I get into all that, though, I want everyone to understand that the atom structure of those things, whether it's wood, metal, aluminums, even gases, you know, the atoms itself, there's a nucleus, electron, protons, those things that orbit around have a space. Now, that means that as we look at something like the table I'm looking at, though it gives the appearance of solid, it actually is not. And I want to reconfirm, too, that this is what Chuck Missler himself says. Chuck was here locally in Coeur d'Alene, and in 2008, I used to go to his studies all the time, and he went over this whole factor. This is one of the ways that you can actually pass materials through solid objects. The reason that it's held together is obviously by God, because there is no other concept to keep it from flying apart. And, you know, as Julie talked about on the show before, you know, Jesus could walk through walls. But the point of it is that what he was getting at was everything is digital. Everything is in a matrix and a sense that is a controlled atmosphere. Now, that means that time-space continuum, all of these things that we know of can be altered and changed. So are we in a reality? Well, that's, you know, depending on how you look at it. Are they in control of it? Well, I guess who's they? And I would have to venture that the fallen angels, those entities that have, been in the fourth, fifth dimension, what I call the second heaven. That's why I named my book Second Heaven Invasion. Whatever they're doing, because of the last days, that's being implemented onto us to be in a stupor, to be in a cognitive dissonance, to not be in reality. Now, I want to point something out, too, that I just really think I just discovered on. And we've been talking about trauma and trauma-based mind control, the things that happen to us during birth, the events that can be placed onto us through, you know, whether it's a car accident, whether it's a rape, whether it's a beating, a loss of a child, you know, whatever the trauma is, that with psychotronics, since they can map and read the mind, that if you're fractured, if you're split, and you have multiple personalities like identity dissociation disorder, I call them alters, then they're able to manipulate that alter as well. And so a lot of people who have not been healed, because remember, deliverance is hardly done anymore, or never really was in that matter. And so healing and deliverance, since it's not a part of the church, then we have a lot of people who are hurt and wounded. And so that fracturing, that distance between the core person and the multiples, that now today with psychotronics, they can literally put you into a stupor, get you to do things you normally wouldn't do, to get you to think things you normally, you know, wouldn't think. But the other is that with reality and those things that are happening, if you have not been through deliverance, then this is very easy to control you to not believe or to believe in something that is not real. And I'm starting to see now that that is a big part of what's going on. So with, you know, whether it's real, physical, whether it's an illusion, a matrix, or digital, the psychosis that can take place is a loss of contact, cognitive illusion. And in that illusion, we think everything is okay, but just like in the Mandela, where things are physically changing, that our ability to comprehend or accept that is a tough, you know, hurdle for us. And so those who have not been through deliverance, those who have not been healed, I believe are the ones that are more in that disbelief. Because one, to experience something you don't understand, you don't have control of, is in itself fearful. And so in that fear, we tend to deny. And in our denial, then we don't accept reality. But I want to turn it over to Julie, because she's got a lot of things that have to do with gematria, the occult, and how they tell us what they're doing. So it's actually in our faces, even though we may not believe what we're seeing.
Yeah,
it's there in symbols and coding and so forth. And she's done a great job on our show on Tinfoil Hat Club to bring that out.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay, Julie, go ahead.
Hey, Julie.
Hi. Yes, I do. I am an occult forensic expert, and what I do is I read hidden and secret messages or languages in everyday ordinary articles, news stories, music, etc. These articles use plain words, numbers, and symbols that all of you are familiar with, but what I see is what's called the esoteric meaning. You know the exoteric meaning. So for you, if I say purple, you say it's a color. It actually is not the esoteric meaning of purple. Purple actually is referring to the city of Ur in Babylon where the reptilians reign, and it's referring to the god El, which is Saturn, which is Lucifer, the black sun, the black cube, him. That's what that word actually means. And how I find that out is because I study that. That's what I grew up studying. We take the two P's out, we're left with the UR and an LE, the LE's reverse, and then the UR. So this is something that somebody might read an article and they might see one thing, and I'm going to come back and read it, and I'm going to see all the hidden coding in an article, and it will have nothing to do with what you saw and what you read. From before the flood, right through Babylon to the present day, there's always been a faction of beings that have been diligently working to bring about their kingdom. They're working in secret societies to bring this kingdom about.
Wow.
Some of those secret societies are Freemasons, which includes Knights Templar, Scottish Rite Freemasonry, Bilderbergers, etc. Okay? And these are the leaders in every country. Now, I will tell you, this is you can get more information later from me, but if you would like it, but every single leader, the people that are someone who is someone in every country, they are not humans as we know them with a soul matrix, okay? And I grew up in the occult. I practiced the occult, and when I came to Jesus, I brought all of that knowledge that I learned in the dark side to this side. So my job is to tell you what's actually going on so that you can then see how they're manipulating time, seasons, people, language, everything you know. So what these people do, this occult language, if you communicate it, they believe when they tell you or they reveal it, what their plans are for the populace, and you don't get it, and that's because you don't know how to read it, it removes all their bad karma. And that's what they think, because they did warn you. So I'm going to give you just a small example of what they do, because that way you'll understand. The deck is definitely stacked against you, because you don't study the occult. You don't know these things, and they don't care. So, you know, that's how it is. I want you guys to remember back quickly to a movie called Back to the Future. Did you see that movie?
Yes.
Okay. When in the movie, they gave you about 150 clues that the two towers were going to come down. They told you over and over again in that movie they were bringing them down. But nobody saw that. When they had the cab, it said 9/11, Twin Pines Mall. Okay, there's the Twin Towers, the Twin Pines, and 9/11. And then if you look in the movie, they had the Marty McFly character, which, by the way, I want you to remember, MM stands for 33. 33 is the highest degree in Scottish Rite Freemasonry. 33 is the magic number. And when they do this, I want you to understand, when they place these numbers and these symbols and they do this, it's creating what's called lesser magic. Okay? It's the practice of lesser magic. It creates an energy. And when you lend your energy to this matrix that you live in, you are helping to create whatever it is they are seeking to create. They are utilizing your energy, fear, hate, anger, whatever it is, they are using it to create this world. So if everyone pulled out of the matrix and said, no more, no more boogeyman around the corner, Osama bin Laden, ISIS, if everybody realized they're just a made-up entity to instill fear to control the masses. Okay, so this is what they do. If you look at this movie, there's one point where he looks up and he sees the clock. The clock says 9:59. And he says, I have to tell you something about the future. Well, if you take note, in New York, it is now recorded that the South Tower came down at 9:59 a.m. Just like the movie said, okay? If you see Marty McFly as an old man, I have many photos. I can always email them to anyone who wants them. He had on a double tie, and you'll notice there's a separation in the ties, and in the middle it looks like a sunburst coming out and going everywhere, and next to it they had a picture of the Twin Towers with the sun coming in right between the towers. It was meant to tell you a message, and people did not quite understand that. In the movie, you will see the movie Trading Places. You're going to see they tried to tell you there. The clock in the movie said 9/11. In the movie Superman, the clock said 9/11. In the movie Gremlins, they focused on 9/11. In the movie, the first one, there was a radio dial, and they paid special attention. They showed you that. And it said Sapphire, and then the number for 11 in Roman numerals. Well, Sapphire is the birthstone of September. And then the dial was turned between the 9 and the 11. All of these things are telling you what's going to happen. But you see, most people don't read into anything. I mean, I found, you know, that everybody I've met, you know, kind of across the world, most people are just, they're good people and they're working so hard trying to feed their families. They don't have evil in their mind. They don't have an evil intent. But so they never understand that this is what's being done to create magic, lesser magic. It's a force to accomplish the goals of this evil society. I want to tell you, when they had the bombing in New York City, I looked at pictures of the bombing. They put pictures all over the internet. I decided to go take a look. What I found, it looks like a trash bin that was kind of blown up a little bit, and the numbers that were looking at me were 1323, okay? That is 333 in gematria, which is code for 666. Then I look to the back of it, and I see 467. 4 + 6 + 7 = 17. And then placed in front of the bin, to the left is a 1, and then on the ground in the middle is a 20. 1/20/17 is a date. When I started looking around, I noticed there were all these bumper stickers and posters coming out that said Obama's last day as president, 1/20/17. Now, that number keeps coming up. Every false flag, every one of these hoaxes, and folks, they're hoaxes. These things are not, these are absolutely crisis actors. And by the way, I did a background on every single person in the past, like 15 events. I have done a background check on every one of them, and all of them were actors and actresses in Hollywood. I mean, they were trying to get jobs. Okay? Then I looked right beside this trash bin, and there was a piece of trash. So I zeroed in, and I got up close, and what are the chances that on that trash bin, on that piece of paper, it said 33? So you have 33, 33, 33 going everywhere. Okay? And then they showed a picture of a police officer, okay? And on his shield, it says police at the top, and at the bottom it says police, but it's upside down going the opposite direction. The word police is 33 in gematria. Once again, you got your 33. Because it's upside down going the other way on the bottom, that's a reference to as above, so below, and that's a reference to the god Baphomet. Okay? Behind this man is a big white semi-truck. It has an American flag turned backwards on the truck. Then it has a series of ID numbers on the truck. Wouldn't you know that all those ID numbers add up to 33 in gematria? Okay, then you look at a car that's at one of the accidents right there. There was a car placed there. And I just so happened to zoom in because the car was in the picture. See, these things are all staged. You think they're not, but they are. I took the license plate number, and wouldn't you know, it's 33 in gematria. Then another photo I looked at had three places in the photograph. It had 23rd Street, 23rd Street, 23rd Street. You have two threes, and two threes. That's 33, 33, 33. Okay? That's what that means. So I start looking, and I keep picking this stuff up. I keep going, okay, let me go to another picture. Let's see what else I can find. In the movie Back to the Future, 9/11 was also placed all throughout the movie, telling you what they're going to do. Okay, this is the stuff they do. And what they do know that you guys don't know anything about it. They understand that. I'm going to ask you, can you tell me, just off the top of your head, two foods that are very popular and Americans love them? Can you give me two foods?
Two foods?
Yeah, two foods that are very popular in America. What are two things people like to go eat?
Tacos.
Hamburgers.
Yeah.
Pizza.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, that the word hamburger, which doesn't have ham in it, remember there's no ham in there, and the word pizza, both are 33 in gematria. And there's a reason. Because both of those words actually mean something else. Pizza's referencing a god that was the father of Prometheus. See, they don't, everything, all these words, you think they mean one thing, a food, and I look at them and I see, no, that's not what it means. O.J. Simpson is 33. Robbie Parker from Sandy Hook. Robbie is 33. Parker is 33. Newton, Connecticut. Newton is 33. This happens over and over and over. I did a whole show on the Orlando shooting. 33 everywhere. And wouldn't you know, the street where this accident supposedly happened, where Ishtar, the goddess, and the next street was orange, and the color orange is in the Scottish Rite Freemasonry logo, and it also is 33 in gematria. So your world has been manipulated. Everything you think you know is not right. And I tell people, don't be worried. Just if you believe in Jesus Christ, understand he's in control. You don't have to be. As long as he's driving the car, okay. So don't let these things freak you out, but understand, I could name off hundreds and hundreds of things that have happened all the way back in time. O.J. Simpson, 33 years in prison, had to pay $33 million. It's all a hoax. That wasn't even real. I used to live there when that happened. It's not real. There's lies in the media, truth in the movies. So when you look in the news, you're going to get lies. When you look in the movies, you're going to get truth. They reveal things in all the movies to tell you what they're going to do. So 12017 keeps coming up over and over. So I'm going to keep that posted with what I find. But just remember, you don't have to be worried, but you cannot remain in cognitive dissonance. You have got to wake up and know that everything is being orchestrated. It's a rigged reality from cradle to grave. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, there's a lot of occult symbolism. And like you said, they're showing a lot of this in Hollywood theater. Kind of the, right, Scott, we were talking about that the other week. Plain sight, absolutely. Right? Plain sight?
Yes, plain sight. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, was this whole quantum thing in plain sight that anyone picked up on? I mean, this is a big one, right?
Again, they're setting everything up for what's, you know, going to be taking place in the next month. So they are telling us. And so when Julie goes through and lays it out, she's actually been able to pick up on what they are telling us and what's going to happen. But again, there's still going to be those who are not going to believe it. They're going to deny it. They're going to say that this isn't true. Fear is one of the main things that lock them in that. So regardless of how we lay it out, there's still going to be those who are going to deny it. And then when reality does hit, when the physical takes place, they're going to be overwhelmed. And it's my concern, you know, when we read scripture that men's hearts fulfill them for fear, that in the final reality, because here's the other thing that can take place. Regardless if it's electronic means, regardless if they're manipulating, there's still always a demonic spirit behind it. They're opportunists. Yeah. They're going to continue their reign of terror. So just like people, when they commit a sin, and then the demons back off and they realize that they have sinned, now they're being tormented with guilt and shame. And so then the demons come in and, you know, bring on the guilt. So when this takes place, then the demons will back off of keeping people in, you know, from being able to understand reality. And then they're going to come in with the wave of striking them that it's over with. There is no hope. And that's the other thing is the demons are really good about stealing people's hope. And so I have great concerns that there's actually going to be a mass, you know, type suicide. And here's one more event that I'm concerned about. When there truly is going to be a loss of life in a high number, then let's say you have 1 million people within one area and they all are killed from, let's say, a nuclear detonation. Well, let's say that each one of them has 5 demons. Well, at the point of death, the demons are released from their body, and now they're going to be seeking new host, a new home. So now you're going to have 5 million demons looking for an entry point, and people who are in sin, have not been through deliverance, or not in Christ. And that massive intake could literally cause an emotional breakdown in most people.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think about that. But at the same time, with them messing around with the quantum realms, they could be tapping into releasing demonic angels into this realm. I mean, like high-level demons that we haven't encountered probably in this.
Yeah. In fact, Julie, you want to answer on that one?
Yeah, they already have. Right now, we already have every lesser god is already present. They've already come through the portals. They're already here. They're all behind the shadows. It's no one you would know. But all of the lesser gods that you read about, not just in the Bible, but in all kinds of ancient texts, they have arrived. They're here now. They are in this dimension and waiting. They're all gathering for the battle. And I just wanted to add, I hope that you guys can... You're welcome to ring me or write me at any time. I want you to understand, Hillary Clinton is not dead. Hillary Clinton did not fall down and hurt herself. Hillary Clinton is fine, okay? She's part of the rigged reality. She's supposed to look like something's happened. Her death was accidentally reported prior to any of that happening, just so you know. It was reported by accident. And when we called the news station, they said, oh, I'm sorry, it was a really unfortunate accident. Sorry about that. See, it wasn't an accident. They did it on purpose because they were telling us, we're going to take her out. We're gonna make her, you know, look like she's dead. Now, the Illuminati cards, by the way, are full of this information. And everything the cards have said has happened. And these were printed in the 1980s. Okay? So, The cards and the movie, Donald Trump was Biff Tannen in the movie Back to the Future was Donald Trump, based on Donald Trump. In the movie, Biff Tannen disappears. So I suspect they'll do a false flag, oh, he got shot and he's oh, he can't be in the elections and Hillary Clinton's out. And what are you left with? You're left with a third term for Barack Obama, which is what he wants. And go back in history real quick, folks, and remember, no one has ever talked about a president having a third term over and over and over, but go back and listen to your news feed. All throughout the past 4 years, they've been saying, it's been mentioned by Canadian Parliament. It's been, you know, people have said there was a joke. They did a skit about it, Barack Obama and the guy that was on a stage with him. It's come up over and over. Should this guy get a third term? We want him to run for a third term. They've been telling you what they're going to do. I believe, my belief, Barack Obama is not going anywhere, and Michelle Obama has been mentioned as replacing Barack Obama in this next presidential election. In other words, they're not leaving the White House. And that's just my prediction because of what I see in all of the occult stuff that they're coming out with and all the messages that they've been giving us.
Yeah, well, I'll be binding that and praying and fasting that she no way. I'm getting out of here then.
Well, they're actually
I'm probably going to Iceland.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, well, you can say goodbye to the Second Amendment. Everything's gone. So, you know, I don't know. I don't think they could cheat enough this time. I mean, there's just so many people in an uproar, but let's see what happens. I'm praying that she falls down at this thing. She's going to be using a stool because she doesn't want to look short next to Trump. It's right by my house in Hofstra University over here. Okay, the first debate, which is on Monday. And, you know, this whole, everything that's, like you just said, and Scott was talking about, the stage is being set for the end times. I mean, if there's any message that, like we touched on earlier, it's the people to get ready with the Lord. I mean, 100%, right? I'm talking ironing out the wedding garment at this time.
Yeah.
I mean, we're close, right, Scott? I mean,
absolutely. In fact, I think the one of the things I'm concerned about is a lot of people who may not disbelieve in Jesus think they have time to, you know, come to Christ. That's how I was. I didn't disbelieve, but I thought, you know, it'll happen when I'm ready.
Right, yeah.
Well, you know, this is the lie. And so there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be caught outside. You know, that door is going to close. And by the way, I believe the door has closed for many, many people. I got this a couple of months ago. I got some confirmation last Saturday. There's just a lot of these doctrines that are out there have kept people from doing and being the service, doing the commission. They're not involved. They're not taking serious the things that are happening, and so they're not corporately coming together as we're called to do. When we petition God, you know, two or more are gathered. When we cry out, then He hears us. But when we're running around and not really taking care of business and being disobedient, just as we saw in the Old Testament that, you know, there would be another nation that's reared up even more wicked, because we have to admit that the things that have been happening in the United States with abortion, homosexuality, you know, going into other countries and just annihilating them, we know we've got blood on our hands. And so as a nation, we need to repent. But is that going to happen? Most likely not. But, you know, who knows? Regardless of what I say, you know, God's in control, and it's going to be whatever He put in motion, He's going to finish it.
Yeah. Well, Scott, if you can, in the little time we have, also I want you to, before we get off, also give out the contact information for your broadcast. But touching on, like you did last time, and I'm sure Julie's on top of this too, the instance of the towers that what are they called, the dwarf towers, the certain towers that have been put up many years ago that are
the Gwyn towers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now there is a radio frequency emitting from these towers, right?
Yes. Yes. They're both a transponder, so they receive and then they rebroadcast. So when one broadcasts, the others automatically pick it up like cell towers and rebroadcast it out. So regardless of what frequency you may see, you know, listed on the internet, they're capable of tuning at a wide band, a wide range, and in that ELF range or VLF or HF range, because when you have an antenna, you can put a transmatch or a tuner on it, so you can have any frequency that you want. And so they're capable of tuning up and down to everything that has to do with like the Schumann resonance, meaning it's a frequency that our body is normally resonant to. But when they alter and change that, then it takes our body and throws it out of whack, so you can become nauseated, or you can even be euphoric. So they can do what they want.
Could mass mind control be brought about with this? I mean,
absolutely. But you know, the cell towers, as I mentioned, when I say double duty, they're already in place. You know, they're software driven. I used to work for Motorola. I was part of the education program in the very beginning when they first came out, so I'm very familiar with when they were analog.
Yeah.
But now they're digital, and with the digital, the frequency shift keying, FSK, in that is where they can do the manipulation, the altering of certain parts of your brain to be either blocked, enhanced, and or just go into a catatonic state. So it's when, you know, let's say that we do have an uprising. Let's say that Obama, you know, does go in for this other term, and so now there's civil unrest. Well, all they have to do is take those towers and turn them over to the frequencies that would cause us to have vertigo, that would cause us to become, you know, so sick that we couldn't even lift our heads off the pillow. They can do that.
So they're using radio waves to actually transmit demons.
Yes, and
that's
again,
really what's going on.
Well, since it is an evil act, since it is against another human being, it is sin. So yes, the demons are involved in it. Absolutely.
Because I always wondered about that Naval Yard shooter when he had his gun. He wrote "Elf Killer," ELF, and right. I always wondered if that guy was like, you know, MK'd or something.
Well, he would be. He would be. But again, remember I mentioned earlier about the dissociation identity disorder, that since we've been fractured basically at birth, and we've been talking about that on our show when it comes to circumcision and even a little girl, the newborn girls are being violated. This trauma, you know, with all the vaccines and everything that's being done, when you are faced with trauma-based mind control, you're fractured. So once you're fractured, then you can be manipulated and controlled because you're not in full control of your mind.
Mm.
Hence, again, the psychotronics, and I believe that that's what they're doing. So the core person may think they're in control, but they're not.
Jeez.
Scott, ELF, ELF, is actually 33 in gematria.
My God.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. It's 33. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Like, even Jesus was 33 when he went to the Father.
That's the reference. It's blasphemy. Yeah. That's why they're doing it. And not only that, when the fallen angels landed, it was at the 33rd degree parallel. And I want you guys to pay attention to CNN. If you turn the logo on its side, it's 33. And CNN is located on the 33rd parallel. We call that the Created News Network, because if it's coming out on there, it's all created. But everything is 33. When he wrote ELF, he wrote 33, and that was a signal to tell you it was a Masonic hoax. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My God. We are definitely in some perilous times. My friend Marty used to have a show, Perilous Times. I mean, this is it. I mean, we're seeing weird stuff. Weird. Real weird.
Yes.
And weird stuff happening, okay, to our reality. And folks, if you're not, you know, walking with the Lord now, and if you're on the fence, forget about it. Just get in the ark of Jesus Christ tonight. And I'm going to get Scott to give out his contact information, and Julie, because they do a broadcast of constantly updating on current events and stuff. So, guys, can you give out your contact information for the broadcast?
Sure.
Yeah. As Julie was saying, the 33.33 degrees latitude longitude is where the fallen angels, the 200, where that's where they landed. Anyways, Monday through Friday on tinfoilhatclub.com, the link to Blog Talk. Julie and I are on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and then I do my own show on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so if you just go to tinfoilhatclub.com, you can get everything that we do.
Amen. Check out Scott's broadcast and any easy way to get a hold of you guys for any other. I know, Julie, you gave out your contact information earlier, or no?
No, it's actually stormy.jackson44@yahoo. Stormy, as in the storm, .jackson44@yahoo.com. And you can email me anytime. And I think my phone number is actually on the website, isn't it, Scott?
Yes, yeah. When you go to the website, just hit the contact tab and all that will come up.
Amen. Well, God bless you guys, and thank you for joining us tonight. I would bid you peace and the audience peace tonight. And, you know, stay with the Lord, and by the grace of God, we'll be back next week. We love you. The Lord loves you. And God bless you all. And thank you for coming on tonight, guys.
You betcha.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night, Julie. All right, praise God. That was Scott and Julie joining us. A lot of information, a lot of good information, a lot of stay focused on the Lord, and at the same time, know the wiles of the enemy. So the enemy is definitely working overtime, and this whole plain sight thing is real. I remember years ago, it can't be real, but now I'm thinking it was real. I mean, plain sight thing, they just let you know what they're going to do. So I'll be back next week by the grace of God, and good night. Peace.